Hey, I'm Stefan Thomas, author of Business Networking for Dummies, and this is the Networking Retreat audio show.
Next up in the Ambassadors Showcase is For Networking Ambassador Sheena Wyatt. Sheena's based up in Lincolnshire, was regional leader for Lincolnshire as well, the Shire, as it's known. And I first met Sheena, I think about 10 years ago, when she was based up in North Yorkshire, had recently joined For Networking, and at the time had breast cancer and was being treated for it as well. She came along to one of my networking seminars. So I'm going to hand over. Here's Sheena's story.
Hey, folks, I'm once again with a For Networking ambassador, and I'm really looking forward to this one because I'm with Foreign Ambassador Sheena Wyatt. Sheena Wyatt of Lightning Training and Kapow. And Sheena and I have known each other for a little while now. In Sheena's previous life in For Networking, in my previous life in 4N, and as mates. So I'm going to start as I've started with the other ambassadors. Tell me about your For Networking experience. How long have you been involved? What's your life been like in 4N?
Well, it's, you know, this is a fortuitously timed chat, Steph, because would you believe it, this year is my 10th year in For Networking. I actually joined in March, so my anniversary was just before we went into lockdown, but, you know, I have been in For Networking since, you know, for the whole of that 10 years. I've been on a team for the whole of that time and worked my way up, if you like, from the old operations assistant job, remember those days, you know, up to regional leader, which is what the position I held for the last 4.5 years just before we went into lockdown.
And when you joined, you were primarily Lightning Training.
Yes.
Now you're primarily Kapow.
I am.
So just tell us a little bit about that. What was the sort of evolution of those things?
You know, it really is interesting because somebody else asked me that the other day in a one-to-one, and you know, trying to kind of nutshell it, I thought, golly, 4N really does have a lot to answer for, because you know, when I joined For Networking, I'd got a brand new business on the back end of a particularly dramatic business incident. I know you know that, and you know, I needed to make contacts and get clients really quickly because I didn't have any, and that's why I joined 4N. And to begin with, I remember it so vividly, the bit in the script where they said, and you get 3 10-minute one-to-one face-to-face appointments at every meeting, and I was getting quoted 150 quid a time for face-to-face lead generation in York. That was the hook that brought me in. And for the first sort of 3-4 years of my 4N membership, I very much looked at trying to get people interested in the training consultancy, either recruiting them as freelance trainers, which worked well, or trying to get them to book me to deliver training, which did not go quite so well. And then the rest of it was your fault, actually, because you know, we were having a chat. It may have been a one-to-one. It may have been over a damn fine bottle of something, I can't remember, so probably the latter, and I was having a good old whinge at you that nobody was buying my stuff, and you asked me one very, very clear question, which is, what do people ask you about when they have a one-to-one with you? And it was like having a light bulb switched on in my head, because I thought, Sheena, you are being such a muppet. They are not asking you about Excel data analysis, time management, you know, public speaking skills. They're asking you how you do what you do, how I do this, how I basically do being Sheena Wyatt. And you just looked me squarely in the eye and said, so why aren't you doing that then? Yeah. And from there, Kapow was born. And, you know, Kapow, personal branding, business coaching has been major part of my life now for the last 4 years. And about 18 months ago, I moved out of Lightning Training and I'm fully Kapowing from here on in.
And so, little ad break then, tell us a little bit about what Kapow actually does for its clients. What happens if you're a Kapow client?
Well, in a nutshell, what I do is nag people for a living. I take business owners and I turn them into business superheroes. And the way I do that is by getting them to focus on what they do best, bringing that into their business, but most particularly keeping them focused, giving them the drive, the kick up the butt, really, to keep going down the road they want to go, but also just helping steer them along the way. Right now in lockdown, business coaching has become quite a hybrid between working on people's ideas to move their business forward. There's had to be a lot of helping people work out how to adapt to survive whilst planning to thrive at the end of whatever this is and wherever it goes. There's been a bit of therapy involved in lockdown as people have trying to adjust to the things they thought were secure and now aren't. And there's also been quite a lot of helping people change direction. So I suppose Kapow is really about not just going, you need to do this for your business, but also, does this work for your brand? Are your business and your personal brand aligned, because they need to be? And just keep going through the steps, keep motivating people through the steps. One of the best bits of feedback I had after our first coaching call just earlier this week was, that was brilliant. I feel really motivated and energized for the first time in a couple of months, and I feel like I know what I need to do. That's awesome.
So for the average Four Networking member business owner then, what typical challenges do they come across, do you find? What's sort of normal? What comes up more often than not?
They've got great ideas, but they don't know how to implement them. And, you know, they've got, you can see it sort of over that shoulder, you know, my wall of brain is where all the mad stuff that I want to do with Kapow, all the global domination and wah-ha-ha stuff, that all goes on there, because that's too difficult to fit in each day. And quite often people come to me with the big wall of brain ideas, the mad global domination. And I go, brilliant, that's fantastic. But you know what? You've got to go way down to the bottom of that tree before we get to the top. And you've got to start focusing on building that journey. I use the J word, building that journey by focusing on where your low hanging fruit are, where are your easy hits, where are your easy wins. So I take that wall of brain idea. I give them permission to go, wow, it's fantastic. And then I go, yes, it is. Now let's start. Let's start going up that road until we get to that big old scary top of the tree wall of brain moment. I love it.
And do you find, I mean, people have the ideas. Is it their fault? Is it because they've come out of corporate environment? Why do you think people don't work out how to implement their ideas, how to put the tactics in place?
I think that more often than not, A, it's a bit holy ass butts moment. You know, I've got this great big scary idea. This is awesome, great big scary idea. And the key word there is scary. Sometimes it's also lack of confidence, not giving themselves permission to have the ambition. That's quite interesting. You know, you've chosen, most people that I work with have chosen to be self-employed, but there's still that element of, I don't think I'm allowed to do this. People are going to think I'm a bit too big for my boots. And, you know, what are people going to think? Because there are other people doing that. I mean, hellfire, if I'd thought that about business coaching, I'd have never got to this point. There's thousands of business coaches out there, but everybody does something a little bit different. And so I think there's an element of, I don't know how to get from where I am to the big scary idea, and I need someone to give me permission that I can own that ambition and go for it.
So it's not quite confidence then, is it? Because I come across quite a lot of very confident people who do get stuck, exactly as you say. They don't quite know how to take the next step. So I don't think that's confidence all the way through, is it?
No, it isn't. Because, you know, some of the clients I have, and obviously we'll name no names, are very active networkers. They're very active in 4N. They're very visible in 4N. And you would never think that those people had confidence issues. But it's almost like we all have this sort of invisible elastic band that's, you know, every now and again, you push the limit of the elastic band. And instead of going that next step to snap it, when it resists, you think, oh, it's easier to go back that way. I'll just go back that way. And, you know, so what I do, I suppose, is just help people empower, you know, their thought process and basically put their pants on over their trousers.
Yeah, well, I've heard you use that expression before. That I think all of this is interesting to me, because I see people talking about helping to build people's confidence, but I don't think that always fills in all of the holes. I don't think that always gives people everything that they need to have, the toolkit that they need to have. And thinking about Four Networking, you choose to be on the Four Networking team and have made that choice since you were operations assistant. What keeps you coming back? And I asked the same question to Brad yesterday, a founder of Four Networking. What keeps you coming back and wanting to be part of the team?
How long have we got? I think one of the things that I enjoy more than anything else in the new online world is continuing to work with a team. I loved being a regional leader. That was my favourite job of, you know, all the roles that I did in 4N. And one of the reasons I loved that so much was being able to build up, you know, a great team of people working with me in the Shire to bring the Shire into the networking community. You know, huge county, very rural, you know, very low population. Our challenges were quite different. And, you know, going into the online world where we basically nobody had a clue what was going on, you know, some of that team went, yeah, I'm up for it. And the relationships that you build with that, the platform of trust and friendship from the people that you work with, is really valuable. Being self-employed can be really lonely. And, you know, being part of, you know, of a team, being part of 4N, and being also able to, you know, to drive how you want to network in the groups that I look after. You know, I have become the niche networking queen. All my groups are niche, and I'm about to launch a new networking group, the like of which 4N have never seen, at the end of this month. Tune in, 31st of July for Get Your Nosh On, live from my kitchen. Oh yeah. And that's one of the things I love about being on the team. You know, it's not only being able to build friendships and to, you know, build that platform of trust and build that platform of, I suppose, having each other's back, support, you know, community, etc., on a local level with my groups, but being part of something much bigger about, you know, being part of the ambassador group, being part of your team. I love that stuff.
We would never have met, like, literally, had it not been for 4 networking, because I would have continued to network locally here in Oxfordshire, you up in Lincolnshire. I was going to ask the question about how lockdown has changed your experience, but I think when I know you, so I know you love your home. You love your home, Wyatt Towers, and this lockdown has given you the opportunity to continue networking.
Yeah.
And yet spend more time in the home and the kitchen and the garden that I know you love so much.
Absolutely. It's been an absolute revelation. It really has. Much as I loved being regional leader for the Shire, all those different bits of Shires, for those watching who are going, you know, that was Nottinghamshire and that was, yeah, I know. But, you know, it, all the bits that became the Shire, I loved that. But I spent half my life in the car. And, you know, being able to get into the online networking, I've been able to foresight at places I would never have had the opportunity to foresight face to face without having to donate an organ to afford to pay for it. And that's been fantastic. I've just been talking with Mark Northall this morning about networking at one of his groups next week. I'm networking twice in Scotland in August. Never have had that opportunity. And what it's done for my business, what it's done for Kapow, has been astonishing, absolutely astonishing.
Oh, go on then. You can't just leave us hanging there. What has it done?
Well, what I found is so interesting, you know, right at the beginning of lockdown, I remember having a chat with Ollie in the conservatory over a glass of wine saying, right, I'm prepared to lose some clients and I'm prepared for the next few months to be really quite difficult. Because that, you know, I thought if I verbalise that, I can own it. And then when it happens, it won't be quite so, you know, holy ass, but scary. Completely the reverse. I haven't lost a single client, which I think is fantastic. I've gained more new clients since we went into lockdown and I started networking online than I did in the whole of the first part of the year prior to lockdown. And you know what's really interesting is they have come from outside the Shire. Because I have been able to online network in regions I would never have gone to in the face-to-face world, it's a whole brand new audience looking for the kind of support and direction that they feel I can give them. And another game changer in that front was, you know, I offering 15-minute free taster sessions online, because I used to do that face to face in the 10-minute one-to-ones, you know, come and have a chat. Let's have a chat about how Kapow could work for you. But, you know, adapt or die, Sheen. So it was like, how am I going to do that? They've proven to be really popular. People book one of those. We have a chat. I talk about the kind of things that they can do. And they're signing up. It's fantastic. Love it.
And I'm going to put you on the spot, just as I have with everyone else.
Okay.
You've been a 4 networking member for coming up for 10 years in that case. What, for someone who's in your shoes, who's just about to start their 4 networking journey, what advice would you give them with the 10 years of hindsight and experience that you've got?
Ouch. Okay. turn up, be visible, and for the love of God, will you follow up? So, you know, don't turn up to one networking meeting, whether it's face-to-face or online a week, and expect people to know who you are, know what you provide, know this, the problems you can solve and how you can help them. That is just not going to cut the mustard. You've got to turn up, you've got to be visible. So tell people where you're networking. You know, don't just go, oh, I'm going to, you know, get your grow on next Friday, the day that you're there. Let people know where you're going to be so they can make the decision about whether or not they want to come and network with you online. But more than anything, you know, I'm about to quote you, you know, every big opportunity starts with a small conversation. Somebody I know very well said that. But so many people at the moment are online networking. You get to the end of the meeting and they just disappear. And you never hear from them ever again. Following up now, if you're brand new to for networking, is almost more important than it was face-to-face. And so many people are not doing it. They would be my three top tips. Turn up, be visible, and for the love of all things holy, follow up.
I attended a meeting yesterday, which I spoke at, and very flatteringly, I had 24 LinkedIn messages by the time I finished. And I've replied to each one of those individually, and probably, you know, that in itself took me 25 minutes, half an hour, just replying to those LinkedIn messages. And I haven't made a single sale out of any of that, but I wouldn't expect to, just keeping in touch with people. Those people had spent time sending me a message, and I thought, how flattering is that? Of course I'll follow up. Of course I'll reply to all of those. I think people forget that sometimes, that as soon as any of us walk out, there's other stuff on our minds, and actually reminding people that we existed. Because now there's 24 people from that meeting who, you know, if they get in touch with me in future, I'll be able to see that we've had a chat in the past. I just think that action is lost on a lot of people. Absolutely. So before we wrap this up for the afternoon, someone coming into for networking, where will they find you? What for networking meetings do you look after? Which ones do you tend to hang out at?
Okay, wow. Now I've got to make sure I don't miss anybody out. Because there's a few. So every week I have the great privilege and joy, every 2 weeks, sorry, because they're all now fortnightly, of working with the following groups. I've got Terrific Tuesday, which is hosted by the wonderful Rachel Haith and supported by Amanda Ralston. Top tips for you and your business every 2 weeks. Love that meeting. Also got Mel's Place, our evening meeting, 6 p.m. It's a lovely way to relax into the evening. It's all about, you know, people's storytelling, you know, learning from basically having a good old yarn at the bar. I've got Get Your Grow on a Friday, which is aimed towards people who are either totally hopeless gardeners or pretty keen gardeners. Tips not just for your garden, but also to grow your business. Then I have Saddle Up, which is fortnightly on a Monday. That's aimed at people who have a connection with the equine industry. I gave a foresight for the first time at their launch meeting called Skunks, Snakes and Blazing Saddles, and that was a trip down memory lane. And I've then also got coming up on the alternative Monday, Crafters Corner. If you make it, then come and join us for the launch of that on the 27th of July. For all things people are interested in craft, if you knit it, crochet it, sew it, stitch it, pot it, whatever, come and join us for that one. Business Over Breakfast is launching on the 30th of July with the lovely Ellie Gray coming back into a team role. I'm really excited about that. Does exactly what it says on the tin. Great business development tips over breakfast. That's an 8:30 in the morning meeting. And then I mentioned it before because I'm really quite excited. Get Your Nosh On launches on the 31st of July, a 4N meeting like you will have never seen before, alternating, wait for it, live cooking demos 1 week, with tips and tricks and techniques based on a theme the week after. And the first one is live from Wyatt Towers. How excited am I?
I mean, all of that sounds...
Oh, Tires on Tuesday. I did. There you go. Tires on Tuesday, the group for petrol heads, which was yesterday. I think that's everything.
What excited me most about that, you mentioned Rachel and Amanda and Mel and Ellie...
Yeah.
And so I'm sat here thinking, I know all of these people, and I'm based here in Oxfordshire, and they're all based up there in and around Lincolnshire. And yet I know them, and I know a little bit about their business, and I know a little bit about them as people. And actually, being on the For Networking team, therefore, has given them that bit more profile, that bit more recognition around the country than if they had just existed as individual businesses. And actually, Mel, of course, as an organisation, we use Mel's services to reward people. So, it's really exciting and thrilling for me to hear people and think, I know Rachel, I know Amanda, I've been in meetings with them and I know exactly what they do. And so I've got an idea of who they are and specifically who they might want referred to them if it ever pops up in conversation with me. And that's something which, again, we'd have never achieved without 4N.
Exactly. It's fantastic. You know, and all the team, you know, including Kitty, who GCs for Mel and also for a couple of the, you know, the specialist groups, and, you know, Katie and Nikki on the Saddle Up team. It's lovely to work with people who've got a passion. Claire Elvin, who works with me on Tires on Tuesday. And those niche groups, you know, they just create such a lovely environment at the beginning of the meeting because everybody's got a shared passion. Everybody's just, you know, sitting there. Yesterday, as I say, Tires on Tuesday, we have the normal, you know, 5-10 minute petrol head banter waffle, you know, before we go into the meeting. You know, I get teased every time because much as I would love to be driving a supercar, I don't. I drive a, you know, Seat Leon Estate. But as you know, our supercar sits in the garage and Ollie drives it. So, you know, it's, I just love it. I love all that stuff. And having those team members around as well who are so keen and ready to go, I want to do another one, you know, help, you know, if you're going to open another group, I want to be part of it. It's fantastic. It's a great team.
If we let this happen, you and I would talk for hours, which I would enjoy doing. But for the sake of our watchers, our listeners, I've decided to keep these to about 20, 25 minutes each. So thank you for that, Sheena. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for everything that you do on the 4 Networking team as well. And I'm very sure, you and I will speak very soon.
I hope so. Let's have one of our quick chats.
We'll do it.
That's it for today, and thank you very much for listening to the Networking Retreat audio show. If you'd like to hang out with me, just grab the Networking Retreat app. Just go to the app stores, Google or Apple, search the Networking Retreat, download it, log in, and I'll see you over there. Thanks ever so much for listening.